Sechtes Menachah is Daf Lamed, the top line on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and the Gemara previously taught us on the bottom of Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Hani Tati Mili, Amar Rab Besfarim, V'Tani Tiyuftei, that there were two things that Rab taught us regarding Sifras. We have a Brisa that will be a Tiyufta to these two members, and Chodah Hodah Amar Rab, Sevi Torah Sheish B'Shtei Torahs, B'Chol Daf Adaf, Yisakin, and Shol Shiganez, V'Tani Tiyufta, that Shol Shisakin, Abo Yiganez, and Tonim Yesh B'Shtei Daf Achashleim, Matzel Zakuloi. Our Gemara now continues, Edoch, and the second time that Rav said a member of Binagia Safras, where there is a Tiyufta from a Braisa, is the Omer Rav, as Rav stated, HaKoysa Sevetaria, Boligmar Goymer, Vafilu Be'em Sadaf, that if someone's writing the Sevetaria and they're finishing the Sevetaria, they get to the end of his Zayse Bracha, then they could finish it, even if it's in the middle of the Daf, even if the last words of the Torah of La'inei Kol Yisrael would be in the middle of the page. And the Gemara continues, Meisvei, that on this member of Rav, we also have a steer from a Braisa, as the Braisa states, HaKoysa Sevetaria, Bolo that if someone's writing a Sefer Torah, then when he comes to finish the Sefer Torah and he's ending off his Zayis HaBracha, so you should not finish in the middle of the Daf, even though when one is finishing this form of Bereishis Shmois VaYikra and VaMidbar, he can finish in the middle of the page. And Lefi Taisis in Maseches Bava Basra and Daf Yigvim Abayz, not only can one finish those form in the middle of the page, but they should finish in the middle of the page in order to start the next Sefer right afterwards. However, our Braisa teaches us that certainly one should not finish Sefer Dvarim in the middle of the page, and as the Braisa ends off, if they reach the last daf and they don't have enough words in order to finish up the entire daf, then at the top of the page they should start with one full line, and then each subsequent line they should make shorter and should not make as wide. This way they'll be able to finish Le'ini Kol Yisrael at the bottom of the Amid. This won't be a chesaron of Zekei Levan Ve'u, as it will ultimately look like a cone, and as Rashi brings it here on the side of Rashi, the Gemara answers, Ki Kama Rab Chumashim, that Rab was only talking about someone that was actually writing a Chumash, and since he was writing a separate Sefer that was not part of a Sefer Torah, and as Rashi states, Kasal Kedaitach B'Shach Chumashim She'in Asuyim B'Kedusha Sefer Torah, Aval Asuyim Heim B'Gilin K'Sefer Torah, and they were written on parchment like a Sefer Torah. That's why Rab stated that you could finish up in the middle of the page. However, in a Chedami in a Sefer Torah, Rab would agree to the Braisa that one would have to finish at the bottom of the Amid. And keep in mind, at this point of the Gemara, the word chumashim that we had in the Braisa and the word chumashim that the Gemara just mentioned mean two separate things. The Braisa was referring to each separate Sefer in a Sefer Torah, but was actually written in a Sefer Torah. And now Rav is Mechadish, and not only could you finish the four Sfarim in a Sefer Torah in the middle of the Amid, but if you're writing a Chumash B'fnei Atzman, which is not part of a Sefer Torah, then you can even finish V'zayis HaBracha in the middle of a Daf. However, the Gemara continues, V'Sefer Torah Kama, that how can you say Rav is talking about a Chumash that was not written in the Sefer Torah, but Rav's lashon was Hakoyse Sefer Torah Boligma Goyim Vafilu Be'am Sadaf, and certainly he's talking about someone that's writing the Sefer Torah. And the Gemara answers B'Chumashim Shel Sefer Torah. In the Chinami, Rav is teaching us the exact same din as the Braisa, and Rav wasn't referring to Sefer Dvarim; he was only referring to the first four Sfarim of a Sefer Torah. Rav is teaching us the same din as the Braisa, that if one finishes any of those Sfarim, they can finish in the middle of the Daf. However, the Gemara is still bothered. Any that how can you say that this is Pshat in the member of Rav? The Rav specifically tells us that Le'ene Kol Yisrael could be written in the middle of the Daf. Clearly, this Braisa is going against the Shita of Rav. However, once again, the Gemara responds, Ahi be'emtza shita, that in the Chinami, Rav agrees with the Braisa. One cannot end Sefer Dvarim in the middle of a page and in the middle of the Daf. And when Rav stated Le'ene Kol Yisrael be'emtza adaf, certainly one has to finish V'zayis HaBracha at the end of the Daf. However, one can even finish in the middle of the last line, that would suffice, and therefore the Braisa is not a steerer to Rav. And let's keep in mind, although Rabbi Yosef stated Hani Tati Mili Amar Rav Besfarim V'Tanya Tiyuftei, right now this Braisa is not actually a Tiyufta to Rav, and we already saw that in the second to bottom Taisis on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, Taisis stated V'Tanya Tiyufta B'Chod Elav Tiyufta Gemurihi, Rabbi Yosef called it a Tiyufta El D'B'Deichik Mitatza, as the Teretz that the Gemara just brought according to Rav is only a Deichik. The Gemara now continues and brings Machlekes Amrayim as to where you have to end off the end of a Sefer Torah, and we have to end off La'ini Kol Yisrael. As Itma, we learned Rabbanan Amri Af Be'em Seshita, that Rabbanan hold that not only could you end off in the middle of the Daf, but you could also end off in the middle of the line. Based on the Lashon Rabbanan, it seems to be more pashut to be able to end off in the middle of the page than to end off in the middle of the line. And Rav Ashi Amar Be'em Seshita Dafka, and Rav Ashi holds that you could only end off in the middle of the line, but you cannot end off in the middle of the page, as we explained according to Rav. The Hilchos Be'em Seshita Mishnah Dafka, and Halacha follows this din that we mentioned from Rav, that you only allowed to end off a Zeis HaBracha in the middle of the line, but certainly you have to end off a Zeis HaBracha at the bottom of the page. The Gemara continues that we just saw two members of Rav, and we also saw the member of Rabbi Shua Bar Abba, Rav Gidol, Rav, and the Gemara will now continue and bring another member of Rabbi Shua Bar Abba, Rav Gidol, in the name of Rav, as Rabbi Shua Bar Abba, Rav Gidol, Rav, Shmoyin Pesukim Shabbatoya, Yachid Kariyah Yisam Bebeis HaKnesses. Rav just taught us a halacha that was negated to the end of a Zeis HaBracha, and Rav continues to discuss another din that's relevant to the end of a Zeis HaBracha. Rav teaches us that the last eight Pesukim in the passage of a Zeis HaBracha, which begins Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Hey, as the Pasuk states, Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem, Eretz Moav Al Pi Hashem, have a special din that only a Yachid could read him in a Beis HaKnesses, and there are multiple pshatim as to what the Gemara means. Rashi explains Adam Echad Koyran, that you can only have one person that reads, and you can't make a hefsek between these psukim, and be'in mafsek bein tayim, k'nei l'amein achav v'likreis, ayin tesis who initially wants to bring a pshat, that one person reads them, and you can't have a bal korei that reads together with the person that got aliyah. Rabbi Yonatan responds that that can't be pshat, as l'maisa, the institution of the minig of having a bal korei, was only instituted after the zman of the Mishnah, and after the zman of the Gemara. And as tesis states, harav mishulam hayim mefarish, l'mu'ute shlo yikwe shlich tzibi yimai, the kosh l'rabbi Yonatan, v'imei chachamim lo yihay regila sheyaseyeh shlich tzibi l'kari b'teira. After we learn the Gemara, we will bring other explanations. The Gemara continues, command the like Rav Shimon. Now it would seem that this member of Rav is not like Rav Shimon. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, that we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Nechemya on one side and Rabbi Shimon on the other. The pasuk stated, v'yom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem, the Braisa is bothered, efshem Moshe Chai, because of v'yom Hashem Moshe, could it be that Moshe is still alive, and he would write a lie that Moshe Rabbeinu already died? And the Gersa of Masechtas Bava Basra is, efshem Moshe Meis, because of v'yom Hashem Moshe, that how could it be that Moshe already died? He was the one that wrote v'yom Hashem Moshe, if he was already dead. And the first shita is, ela'ad kan kasa Moshe, mekan ve'ela kasa v'yishua b'no, and div Rabbi Yehuda v'amil Rabbi Nechemya, that either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Nechemya stated that until this point, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the entire Torah, but the last eight psukim of the Torah was written by Yeshua ben Nun. Since these eight psukim are different than the rest of the Torah, therefore the member of Rav makes sense to treat these eight psukim differently. However, the Braisa continues, Amalei Rav Shimon, the Rav Shimon responded either to Rabbi Yehuda or to Rabbi Nechemya, Efshe Sefer Torah Chasa Isachas, could it be the Sefer Torah wasn't written completely by Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was missing one letter, Uksiv, and Moshe Rabbeinu stated, L'kech HaSefer Torah Zeh, V'samtem Oisei Mitzad Arim Brus Hashem L'kechem, Hoyishom B'chol Ha'ed. And as Rashi explains, Efshe Sefer Torah Chasa, or Moshe currently Sefer Torah, L'kech HaSefer Torah Zeh, and how could Moshe Rabbeinu call it a Sefer Torah, if a Sefer Torah that's missing even one letter is not considered a Sefer Torah? Therefore, if Shimon holds that certainly Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the entire Torah, Ela'ad Kana Kadosh Baruch Hu Oimei Moshe Oimei V'Kosev, but until this point, Akadosh Baruch Hu said over the Torah to Moshe, Moshe then repeated it, and then he wrote it in the Sefer Torah, Mikam Ve'eluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimei, whoever the last eight psukim of the Torah, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it to Moshe, and Moshe wrote it, but Moshe Kosev B'dema, but Moshe did not say it first, and then write it, and instead he wrote it B'dema. And Rashi explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimei, U'Moshe Oimei Achrav, Kadesh Lo Yitav B'Ksav V'Kosev, in order to make sure that he was writing it properly, so he repeated it, and Mikam Ve'eluch Moshe Kosev B'dema, V'Lo Oimei Achrav, Merev Tzairai, and because he had so much tzar that he was about to die, therefore he didn't say it over first, and he only wrote it. As Rav Shimon continues to bring a riot to this concept, K'moshe Nemel Alon, and as the pasuk states in Yirmiyah, Yoyim Lehem Baruch Mipiv Yikrei Elias Kol Advar Me'ila Vani Kosev Al Seifa B'diyai, Baruch, who was the Seifa of Yirmiyah, he said to them that I heard from Yirmiyah's mouth, and he told me to write these words, and I wrote them on the Seifa with ink. As Rashi explains, Shlo Yoyim Achrav Mishum De Kines Hava, that once again Baruch did not repeat the words of Yirmiyah before writing them down, as Lemaisa they were talking about the Churban Habayis, and therefore Mirev Tzairai wasn't able to say these words, and he only wrote them. Simply because Moshe was crying, therefore he wasn't able to say these words first, and wasn't able to repeat them after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he only wrote them, and therefore the Gemara asked, Lamed like Rav Shimon, then let us say the member of Rav is not going like Rav Shimon, as according to Rav Shimon, there is no difference between the rest of the Sefer Torah and the Shmoyin Psukim, and why should the Halacha of Rav apply that Yachid Koyre Son of Beis HaKnesses? However, the Gemara answers, Afilu Tamer Rav Shimon, Hol V'Yishtani Yishtani, that certainly even according to Rav Shimon, there was a difference between the rest of the Sefer Torah, where Moshe Rabbeinu first repeated the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he wrote it, and this part of the Sefer Torah, where Moshe did not repeat the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the Halacha is also different, and Rav is correct, even according to Rav Shimon, that Yachid Koyre Son of Beis HaKnesses. Keep in in mind that based on Rashi, when the Gemara stated Moshe Kosev B'dema means simply that Moshe wrote it while he was crying. However, Ayin Ritva Mesechtes Babasu states VaHefesh Beinayim Ki Rishayim Nichtavu B'Noyi VaAchreim Nichtavim B'dema VeChein Kosev Arma. Moshe didn't actually write these words with ink, and he actually wrote them with his tears. There's a famous word from the Goyin that the word Dema is from the Lashon Demua, and he wrote them in a mixed up way, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell him exactly which letters to space from each other and where the words end. Therefore, there are different dinim for this part of the Sefer Torah. And as we said, we will get back to this point when the Gemara stated Shmoyne Pesukim Sefer Torah Yachid Koyrei Sefer Sekneses. So Shittim Kubeses and Masechet Bava Basra brings down from the Rimim Gash Kleima HaKoyrei Pesukim Shelofneim Ein Rishay Ligmar Ad Sefer Torah Shinim Tzakuri Mashakosav Moshe Im Mashakosav Yeshua. Instead, Mafsik Va'ila Acher BeKoyrei Pesukim Elu Befnei Atzmon Kadei Sheyei Nikash LeKosav Moshe El Yeshua and Perish Acher Yachid Koyrei Sefer and Kleima Bein Rishay LeHasuk Bem Kadei Shleyei Nikash Yeshua Ksavon. And that is like Rashi taught us. And the Alochas Katanas for the Mordechai, he brings down Anishamati Yachid refers to Talmud Chacham Kadamina Like Kol Reitz Lasses Atzmon Yachid Oisa V'Hoyim Minhagin Likus HaGadol Koydam Acher Kachakotim Menu. However, Rav teaches us that the Aliyah for the Shmoyne Pesukim should be given to the Yachid and should be given to the Talmud Chacham. And Ayin Tesis Diba Maskel Mekam Ve'ilach Kosev Yeshua. Tesis discusses as to what day of the week Moshe Rabbeinu died. And Ayin Tesis Diba Maskel Moshe Kosev Yesh Svarim Degasi Moshe Oimer Kosev, as we saw the Chumri L'Kosev Sefer Torah Mezuzah V'Tfilin. Therefore, Seferim that write Stam, they would also say the words prior to writing them. Ayin Beis Yosef and Ur Chaim Siman Lamed Beis that discusses this as well. The Gemara now continues. V'Amar Yeshua Ba'Abba Amar Gidol Amar Rav. That is another member of Yeshua Ba'Abba, name of Gidol, name of Rav, that discusses the Sefer Torah as a Lekeach Sefer Torah Menashuk, a Chaytav Mitzvah Menashuk. Rashi explains that the last of the Tariq Mitzvahs is to write a Sefer Torah, and if someone buys a Sefer Torah Menashuk, then that would be a Kiyum of the Mitzvah. And Rav continues, Savoy Malalav Hakosav Kilu Kilu Masinai, that if he writes a Sefer Torah by himself, then it's as if he was Mekabal the Torah from Masinai. And as Rashi states, Chaytav Mitzvah or Mitzvah Ovid, Avli Kosav have a Mitzvah Yisir Tvei. And Lachir, when the Gemara states that he wrote it, is not necessarily that he wrote it himself, but he hired a shliach to write it for him, and it wasn't a Sefer Torah that was already written without having kavana for the specific person, without being his shliach. And the Gemara continues, Amar Sheshes, Emegia Boy Afilo Is Achas, Ma'al Lava Kosov Ki Luk Savoy, that if there's a Sefer Torah that is puzzle, and someone fixes up even one letter of that Sefer Torah, and is now kosher, then it's as if he wrote the entire Sefer Torah, and he was Yotze the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And before we continue, let us see Taisis Dibra Maschel, Emegia Boy Afilo Is Achas. And Taisis points out that we're not stopped talking about a Sefer Torah that had a mistake, but we're talking about a person that actually went and bought a Sefer Torah from the marketplace and perished by Sefer Torah Shalakim and Ashok, and even so, Mitzvah, and this is not considered like he was Chaytiv Mitzvah, and this is actually considered a Kiyam Mitzvah, as this Sefer Torah was by his friend Bavera, and therefore it's as if he mamish wrote the Sefer Torah and is considered a Mitzvah Maramuvcha. The Gemara continues, and we have a simon of Samach Gimel Lamin Mem, and others are Gurus, Ayin Gimel Lamin Mem, and we will have four members that speak about the Sefer Torah. Tan Rabbanon, Oysa Adam Yuriyah, Mi Bash Shalosh Dafin, Va Bash Shmoyne Dafin, that when a person goes to take parchment to write a Sefer Torah, he should make sure that the parchment is large enough to fit three dafin, and it isn't larger than the amount needed for eight dafin. Pachas Mikan, V'yesal Kein Layasa, and one should not take a piece of parchment that only could write two dafin, or that could fit nine dafin. And as Rashi explains, the reason is, Shetfarim Shel Chaburi Ayurias Yofin Bok She'im Ban Yoisim Midai, as when you sew together various pieces of parchment, then it's much nicer if you don't have as many dafin together. Hilkach Layasa Ayurias Ksarish, and you should also not make small ureas, as then the stitches will be much closer to each other. You shouldn't have parchment which is too long, as then the stitches will be too far away from each other. And it seems that this din is based on a concept of Zekil Van Veyu, and Ayin Deshitu brings down this would seem to be a din of Techet Tzibura. And the Gemara continues, if one has a smaller piece of parchment, then you should not fit in multiple columns, and you should make sure the columns are a normal size. As Rashi states, as then each column will be much more narrow and it'll look like a letter. Similarly, the Brisa teaches us that if one has a large piece of parchment, you should not stretch out each column and only make three columns on that large large piece of parchment, as mipnei she'ein of mishetais, and as Rashi explains, kashadaf merchavim b'toyer brasha shitais, as when you have a very long line and the balkari wants to go back to the beginning of the next line, it will be very hard for him to find a place, and therefore the Gemara gives us a basic idea of how large a daf should be. Elokagoyin l'mishpachaseichem l'mishpachaseichem l'mishpachaseichem, that column should be able to fit the three words of l'mishpachaseichem, and we know that the word l'mishpachaseichem is the largest word that's found in the Torah, and it has 10 letters. If you write these words gimel pamim 3 times in a row, which means 30 letters, which make up a mixture of some larger letters and some small letters, that is the proper size of an amid of a sefer Torah. The idea of 30 letters is not mamish an exact number, an exact science, and as Tesis states in Divrei Maskol, kagon l'mishpachaseichem gimel pamim, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish betikun sefer Torah shelo b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel sh'am b'shem Agoyin dahainu k'shaksiva daka al k'shaksiva gasa hakol fi anoy v'yochel asus dafim b'shitin aruchin de'ein adin m'shetes kivin k'shaksiva gasa, and therefore the din that we just stated are basic guideline on how to write a sefer Torah. But these halachas are not set in stone. Our Gemara continues, this dabal yuriya bas teshetafin l'yachlik shol shlekan v'sheish lekan el abo lekan v'chamish lekan, that if someone has a piece of parchment that could fit 9 standard dafim, then you should not split it as 3 and 6, as that would not look so nice, as you would have a daf that's 3 and then a daf that's 6, and instead certainly it would be best to split it up evenly and have 3 and 3 and 3. However, you could also split it up, one piece of parchment fits 4 columns and the other piece of parchment has 5 columns. Ayn Rashi el dal lekan v'hil lekan kedei shloi tehezu yaseir alzu yaseir midai v'aysa states b'med v'amurim b'tchil sasefa av b'sefa sefa afilu pasuk echad v'afilu daf echad, that the only time this halacha applies, you shouldn't have columns that are too narrow or too wide, that is only in the rest of the Sefer Torah. However, if one gets close to the end of the Sefer Torah, he now has to add a fresh piece of parchment, and he won't be able to fill up all 3 columns of this parchment, and he can stretch out the writing of the words to stretch over the entire column. Right now, the Brisa seems to also tell us, although generally one had to write at least 3 columns on one piece of parchment, however, in this case, he can even only write 1 column, and that would be fine. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered, Pasuk Echad Tzalkadaitach, that we previously learned that Pashas V'zeisa Bracha has to end at the end of the page, and it can't end in the middle of the page, and therefore how can you say they should stretch one Pasuk across the entire width of this parchment if you won't end Pashas V'zeisa Bracha at the bottom of the page? And because of this question, so the Gemara explains, Ela'ema Pasuk Echad B'daf Echad, what the Brisa meant to say is, if one reaches the last column of the Sefer Torah, he only has the last Pasuk of the Torah of L'chol Yad Chazaka L'chol Amir HaGadol Asher Asa Moshe L'Enei Kol Yisrael, which only has 12 letters, then he's allowed to make a very narrow column, only write 1 word on each line, and he would actually make those words much taller than usual in order to make sure that the end of the Pasuk reaches the bottom of the Sefer Torah, as we previously learned. The Gemara now continues and will teach us the measurements as to how much space one has to leave in margins on the top as well as the bottom of the Sefer Torah, as well as between 2 columns, and simply the Gemara will teach us how much space one has to leave in the same areas of a regular Chumash, which is a Chumash that was written as one Sefer and was not written as the Sefer Torah. These dinim are based on the concept of Zek Kelim Aveyu, and therefore if someone has a very small Sefer Torah or someone has a very large Sefer Torah, and certainly these measurements would not apply, and these measurements are based on a proportion that will look nicest in the Sefer Torah. And as the Gemara continues, Shir Gilyum Mimata Tefach Mimailo Gimel Atzpais Obein Daf Ladaf Kimulei Rebach Shtei Atzpais, the shear of the bottom margin of the Sefer Torah is a tefach, and the top margin should be 3 etzbais, and between each column be the size of 2 etzbais. And by a chumash, we have smaller shirim, as b'chumashim milmata shalosh etzbais, milmaila shtei etzbais, being daf ladaf, kimlei revach goydol. The bottom margin should be 3 etzba instead of a tefach. The top margin will be 2 etzba instead of 3 etzba. Instead of between the 2 columns having 2 etzba, the shear would be the size of a goydol. Brisa continues, and it seems that this din is relevant to both the Torah as well as the Chumash, Ubein Shita L'Shita Kamalei Shita, between 2 lines of Ksav, there should be 1 line of empty space, Ubein Teva L'Teva Kamalei Ois Ktana, and between 2 words, there should be a space of 1 ois, which is a small ois, which refers to a Yud, and Ubein Ois L'Ois Kamalei Chut Asaira, between 2 letters, there should be the size of a Chut Asaira, which is of course a minimal amount, which is the size of a strand of a hair. Brisa continues that even though we just stated that there's a certain amount of space that should be used for the margins, however, if someone did not leave that amount of space for the margins, so a person should not change the size of his script in order to artificially actually create these margins. The same thing applies. The same applies in order to artificially create space between lines. Certainly, based on the concept of Zekel Vanveyu, it's better off not to have the proper size of the margins, having various heights of letters on the same amid. And as Rashi states, Lo Yumat, Lassus Isis Ktanus Beshita Al Yoin Vitachtaina, we play Revach Al Gilion, we play Revach Shemain Shita Lashita, Kagoinim Sirta Beem Sadaf Shne Shitan, Shein Revach Kadeshir Beneim, Lo Yumat Aksan, play Isir Revach, and you should make sure to make all letters the same size. Gemara continues, this Navalay Teva Bas Chomish Isis, Leicht Vishtaim Betechadav, Visholish Chusladav. If one gets to the margin on the left side of the page and he sees that he doesn't have room to fit a five letter word, he shouldn't write two letters on the daf itself and then three letters in the margin. We continue on daf lamed beis al shalosh b'teicha daf v'shtayim chutzal daf. He should rather write a majority of the word inside the daf and within the margins, and he should make three letters in the margins, and then he should place two letters outside of the margins. And similar then would apply where one would have a seven letter word, where one would place four letters within the margins and then three letters outside the margins. In addition, in his damali teva b'shtei oisies leizur kenel abena dafin al chayzur kaisa b'tchilas hashita. And if one reaches the end of a line, the next word that he has to write only has two letters, then he should not write that in the margin, and instead he should begin a new line. And in cases that, although the Gemara just taught us that if one has a word that's more than two letters, then he could write part of it within the column and part of it outside in the margin. However, that only applies to regular words. However, this din does not apply to the Shem Hashem, as Taisa states at the top of the Amid, Na'im Rabbeinu Tam, the Shem Tzarech Shehe Kulei B'teicha Daf, and L'chayi Rabbeinu Tam is not only talking about Yud Kei Vav Kei, but he's also talking about the word Elikim, which would make sense because that has five letters. The Gemara will now continue and bring a five-way machlekes as to what one should do if at some point in the Sefer Torah one forgot to write the Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah. And the Gemara continues, Hatoya B'shem, if someone makes a mistake and he didn't write the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Goyris Masha Kosav, then he lets the ink dry and then he scrapes off whatever was written. V'toylis Masha Gorev, V'kreses Hashem, Amok Magrad, Divir Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that he would then write the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the place where he used to have a regular word, and he rewrites that word in the margin between the two lines. We want to make sure that the Shem Hashem is not in the margins. However, Rabbi Yisi Eimer, Aftilin Hashem, Rabbi Yisi says that he could even place the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the margins, and Rabbi Yitzchak Eimer, Af Meichiv Kosev, Rabbi Yitzchak argues on Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda stated, they have to wait until the word dries, and then you scrape it off. However, Rabbi Yitzchak says he could even wipe away the word while it's still wet, and he could write the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that space, and then you'll be toiled the previous word in the space between the lines. The Brisa brings a fourth sheet, Rav Shimon Shazuri Eimer, Kol Hashem Kulei Tolin, Miksasa Ein Tolin. Rav Shimon Shazuri agrees to Rabbi Yisi that he could be toiled Hashem between two lines. However, this is only if you actually place the entire name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu between the lines. However, you're only going to place part of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu between the lines, and part will be in the lines. That would not be allowed. And finally, the fifth sheet, Rav Shimon Beleza Eimer, Mishum Rameya, in case of Hashem, Leil Mokam Agrav, Leil Mokam Mechak, being Tolin Leisai, that he's chiluk on all four sheetahs, and he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yitzchak, or Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Therefore, he holds that there is no actual Eitzah to fix this part of the Sefer Torah, and Ketzad Eitzah Misal Kasiria Kula V'Goinza, they actually have to remove the entire Uriah, and you have to be going as that Uriah, you would have to rewrite that entire column. Keep in mind that if someone had a Uriah that was three columns wide, then certainly you would have to write all three columns again, as you can't have a Uriah that's less than three Uriahs. But if someone had a piece of parchment that was four columns or wider, if he made a mistake on the first or the last column, then he could cut off that column and he would still have three columns out of kosher. The Gemara now continues, Itmar, we learned, Rab Chananel Amar Rav, Rab Chananel stated the name of Rav, Halacha Tolin Hashem, which is like Rabbi Yisi, and Rav B'Chanan Rab Yitzchak Bashmuel, Halacha Meichu V'Kesef, which is like Rabbi Yitzchak, and the Gemara is, B'Lein Mamar, Halacha Kamar, Umar Halacha Kamar, that why did Rav say Halacha Rabbi Yisi, and Rav B'Chanan should have said the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Bashmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yitzchak, and the Gemara explained, Mishum Da'afchilu, as they weren't sure who said what, and they weren't sure if Rabbi Yisi said Tolin Hashem, or Rabbi Yisi said Meichu V'Kesef, and they weren't sure if maybe Rabbi Yitzchak was the Madam who said Tolin Hashem, or maybe he said Meichu V'Kesef, and therefore they just told us the actual Halacha, and they didn't say it B'Shem Amrei, and I intended to be Maschav Lemi Ma Halacha Kamar, but Parakol Get of the Seif Megillah, but Betrayed Duchte of the Kedushim Parakol Imer Parakai Gavna, the Tzarech Litin Tam B'Shad Duchte Delay Parach, and we have to give a reason as to why we don't ask this question in many other places in Shas, where the Gemara brings down a similar lashon. The Gemara continues, and let us remember, Rav Shimon Shazuri stated, Kol Hashem Kulei Tolin, Miksasa Ein Tolin, and the Gemara now tells us, Amar Rav and Bachina, Amar Ula, Amar Chanina, Halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri, that Halacha follows Rav Shimon Shazuri. Shazuri, v'loy oid, al kol mokum shoshon Rav Shimon Shazuri, alochim v'yisai, and any time that we find a sheet of Rav Shimon Shazuri, then the aloch is like Rav Shimon Shazuri. And although our Gemara brings down this memra after we just had the sheet of Rav Shimon Shazuri, however, the Gemara doesn't know as to on which sheet of Rav Shimon Shazuri did Rabbi Bachina make this statement. And our Gemara is, ahaya, on which case do you say this as Ilei Maha, as if you will say that he was mentioning it regarding Asugya, where Rav Shimon Shazuri, Oimek, Kalashim Kulu Toilin, Miksasa in Toilin, and on that he said, Allah follows Rav Shimon Shazuri, Va'id Ba'Allah, Rav Chanan, Rav, Allah Toilin Sashem, but we already saw that Rav Chanan said the name Rav, that Allah follows Rav Yisi, and Rav Bachana, Rav Yitzhak Bashmuel, Allah Mechel Bekosiv, and Allah follows Rav Yitzhak, Vim Isa, Hunami Lema, and if it's true that Rav Bachana stated in the name of Ulan, the name of Chanina, Allah Rav Shimon Shazuri, then it should have been brought together with these Amrayim, and we should have added this as a third Shita that we pass like Rav Shimon Shazuri. Therefore, although it's true that Rav Bachana would state the name of Ula in the name of Chanina, that Allah would follow Rav Shimon Shazuri in our case as well, that's because he stated, but it doesn't seem that his memory was actually stated regarding halacha. From this point of the Gemara until the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara will go through another four areas where Rav Shimon Shazuri said halacha. Possibly this is where the memory of Rav Bachina in the name of Ula, in the name of Chanina, stated halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri. However, the Gemara will slug up all these cases. The Gemara will then continue this discussion on Daf Lamed Aleph from Aleph. Keep in mind, because these sugyas are not relevant to our sugya, so therefore we will just read through these braises or these mishnayas, and we won't explain them in great detail. And the Gemara continues, Elaha, that this member that Allah Rav Shimon Shazuri was stated in regard to the following din. The Mishnah Maseches Chulin is discussing the status of the Ben Pekua, and the Mishnah tells us, Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer, Afilu Ben Chamashon of the Chorish Besada, that even if you have a grown animal that's already 5 years and strong enough to be plowing in a field by himself, he's completely detached from its mother, Shchitas Imay Matarasai, even so, it does not require any Shchita, and if one wants to eat it without Shchita, then he could do so as Shchitas Imay Matarasai. Maybe that's where this member was, that Amrav Bachina, Amaula, Amrav Chanina, Halach Rav Shimon Shazuri. However, the Gemara states, Ha'id Ma'Allah, Zi'ir Amrav Chanina, Halach Rav Shimon Shazuri, Vim Isa Hunami Lema, that since we learned over there that Zi'iri stated the name of Chanina, that Allah follows Rav Shimon Shazuri, so just like he stated the name of Chanina, that Allah follows Rav Shimon Shazuri, so the Gemara should have also brought that Amrav Bachina, Amaula, Amrav Chanina, Halach Rav Shimon Shazuri. And by the fact that the Gemara doesn't bring that, it must be that this member was not stated in regard to the scenario. And the Gemara continues, Elaha, but maybe it's going on the following din of Rav Shimon Shazuri. This is brought in Masechtas Gittin. If there's a person that's muchtav lemalchus as being taken out with chains in order to be executed, and he says, I want you to write a get for my wife, then even though he didn't say a lashon of kisvu tnu, then we still would write the get and we would give it to his wife. As certainly there's an umdana, as the loy nichle, the people come yavam, certainly he doesn't want his wife to be zakuk liyibam. Chazu loyma afim farish vayetz beshiara. And then they stated that this halacha also applies for someone that's about to leave town, he's going out to sea, or he's leaving with the caravan. And once again, since his das is tardalov, it is umdra and his golia daite, they must have forgotten to say ktnu, but certainly he meant to say kisvu ktnu, and therefore not only could he write the get, but he could give it to his wife as well. And in this case, he wants to make sure that his wife's not going to remain a aguna if he never returns and they never find out what happened to him. In regard to this din, Rav Shimon Shazuri Yemeh Afim Asukun, Rav Shimon Shazuri stated that this din also applies to someone that was very sick and was about to die, and since he was also tired, therefore, even if he only said kisvu get l'ishti, this is a gilu das, he meant to say kisvu tnu get l'ishti, they could write and give the get to his wife. Potentially, this is where Rav Bachina said the name of Ula and the name of Chanina, the halacha of Rav Shimon Shazuri. The Gemara continues, inami aha, or maybe it's on the following Mishnah that we find in Masechtas Demai, that the Mishnah teaches us, Chumas Maisa Shel Demai, Shechazu Amon Kaima, Rav Shimon Shazuri, the Mishnah Masechtas Demai teaches us that even though we know that the Chum made a takana, that if one buys tefillah from the Am Haaretz, then it would have to be choshesh that maybe the Am Haaretz did not take off Trumas Maisa and did not take off Maisa Rishayin. However, since we know that Midoraisa one does not have to take off Trumas Maisa or Maisa Rishayin, since Rav Amratzim do take off Maisa Rishayin and Trumas Maisa, and therefore the Rabbanan stated if one doesn't have anything else to eat on Shabbos and they have Demai, then they could go over to Am Haaretz and they could ask them if they actually took off Trumas Maisa and Maisa Rishayin, and they would be able to believe them, and then they would be able to eat these payers on Shabbos. And this din only applied to Shabbos because of Oinik Shabbos, and it would not apply to after Shabbos. However, Rav Shimon Shazuri extended this din, allowed one to ask a seller that's not Am Haaretz as to if they took off Maisa Rishayin and Trumas Maisa in a case where it would be be a hafsim ruba. And for example, in a case where someone bought a mice from an amaretz, and he then removed mice sheni, and he also took off trumas mice, and the trumas mice fell back into the payrais, there wasn't 100 times of chulin negative the trumas mice, and therefore the trumas mice would not be batal, and he would not be able to eat all of this chulin. So in this case as well, Rav Shimon ben Shazuri states that we were makel, and we allowed him to ask the amaretz as to the status, and he would then be able to consider all of these periods as chulin. Possibly in regard to this halacha that Rav Bachina stated the name of Ulin, the name of Chulin, the halacha of Shimon Shazuri. But once again, the Gemara asks, but if my law, but regarding both of these halachas, we already learned, Amar Rabbi Yechon, halacha of Shimon Shazuri, ben Mesukan, over Chumas Maisa Shild Mai, Vim Isa, who Nami Lema, and if this is true, this is the case where Rav Bachina stated the name of Ulin, the name of Chulin, the halacha of Shimon Shazuri, just like the Gemara stated, Amar Rabbi Yechon, halacha of Shimon Shazuri, ben Mesukan, over Chumas Maisa Shild Mai. So we also sort of stated, the Chain Amar Rav Bachina, Amulu, Amar Chulin, halacha of Shimon Shazuri, ben Mesukan, over Chumas Maisa Shild Mai. Therefore, the Gemara continues, Elaha, that it could be Rav Chanina stated his din, the halacha follows Rav Shimon Shazuri, negated the following halacha. We know that when one is taking off maisa, crops that were grown in the same year have to be taken off of crops that were grown in the same year, and you have to take off crops from year one on crops from year one, and you can't take off crops from year two on crops of year one. According to Masechta Rosh Hashanah, there are various times of the year that is considered the Rosh Hashanah for crops, and that time frame determines if it's considered a crop from year one or year two. We know in regard to vegetables, the determination of which year it was grown in is based on when you actually picked a vegetable, not from the point when the vegetable took root. However, when dealing with a plant that was planted for its seeds, then you look at the time that it actually took root and not when you picked the seeds. Our Gemara continues, Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippa Oyim Mishum Rav Shimon Shazuri Pulam Mitzri Shazari Lazera Mitzasa Hishish Lufnei Rishana or Mitzasa Acher Rishana Ein Term Mizalzeh Levisha Ein Term Umaisu Loi Men HaChadosh Al Yashan V'loi Men HaYashan Al Chadosh. If you had a bean called the Pulam Mitzri, which was planted for its seeds and not for its vegetable, and in order to determine what year it's part of, we look at when it took root, and if it took root before Hashanah, it's part of year A, and if it took root after Hashanah, then it's considered part of year 2. If some of them took root before Hashanah, and some took root after Hashanah, then you can't be termed Mizel Zeh, or Mizel Zeh, Levisha in term Meisun, Leimen HaChadosh Al Yashav, Leimen HaYashan Al Chadosh, and there's also another Nafkamina, that year 1 and 2, you would take off Meisun Sheni, and year 3, you would take off Meisun Ani. Meisun, since this is Halacha, but Ketzed Yasa, now you have so many different Egyptian beans that are together, as it will be impossible to know which one of these beans was Hishrish Kodim Rosh Hashanah and which one was Hishrish Acher Rosh Hashanah, and therefore Tzei Begrun Al Yotechai V'nimtza Terim Meisim and Achadosh Shabbai Al Achadosh Shabbai U'min Yashish Shabbai Al Yashish Shabbai. So you gather all the beans together and you put them into a large pile and you mix them up very well, and then you take off Trumas and Meisais, and you would say that any of this crop that I'm taking for Trumas and Meisais, which is from year one, should be Terim and Meisa, any of the crops from year one, and any of these crops I'm taking for Trumas and Meisais that came from the crops of year two, they should be for Trumas and Meisais of the crop of year two. And in regard to this din, that Rav Bachina stated the name of Ula Amar Chanina, the halacha of Rav Shimon Shazuri. However, once again, the Gemara asks the same question, V'ib ma'allah, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Achmani, Amar Rabbi Yechron, and some anakarius Rabbi Yechron, halacha of Rav Shimon Shazuri, and Vim Isa, Hunami Lema, and if it's true that Rav Bachina stated the name of Ula and the name of Chanina in regard to this halacha, the halacha of Rav Shimon Shazuri, then not only should have the Gemara stated Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Achmani, halacha of Rav Shimon Shazuri, but it should have stated V'chein Amar Rav Bachina, Amar Ula, Amar Chanina, halacha of Rav Shimon Shazuri. The Gemara will continue to try to find a member of Rav Shimon Shazuri where Rav Bachina stated the name of Ula and the name of Chanina, halacha of Rav Shimon Shazuri, and we will stop over here.